Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage, and that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Chicago, July wheat opened at 8:09, down 5 on the open. September, 8:19, down 6 and 3 quarters. December, 8:43, down 6 and a quarter. March, 8:65, down 6 and 3 quarters. July, 8:85, down 8. December, 9:01, down 7 on the open. July corn opened at 6:77, down 6 on the open. September, 6:89, down 5 and 3 quarters. December, 7:07 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. March, 7:24 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. May, 7:35 and a half, down 5. July, 7:41 and a half, down 4 and 3 quarters. December of 2009, 6:59 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open. July beans opened at 15.82, up 4 on the open. September, 15.73 and a half, up 8 and 3 quarters. November, 15.56, down 1. January, 15.79, up 8. March, 15.89, up 8 and 3 quarters. May, 15.82, up 5 and a half. July, 15.90, up 9. November of 2009, 14.80, up 14 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4.34, down 15 on the open. August, 4.30 unchanged. July soybean oil opened at 64.35, up 57 on the open. August, 64.45, up 50. August live cattle opened at 102.50, unchanged on the open. August feeders, 113.40, up 60. July lean hogs, 73.60, down 7.5 on the open. And July bellies, 64.15, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks because...
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been like you, on vacation. Every now and then you go down to Texas, and every now and then I disappear too.
Yeah, okay, good.
So, we have lots to talk about, at least from my perspective on these charts. And I guess I want to get out of your way and ask you to start with corn. What is the market trying to tell us this week off its liquidation earlier in the week? And where is the market headed over the next 30 days? And are you seeing any formations in the corn chart we need to keep an eye on? Three questions.
Well, at least this week you have to say that we're clearly in a corrective mode off of the strong rally that we had from late May through basically the end of June or middle part of June. Then we started kind of getting into a choppy, swinging tight market. I think there's a couple things that's on that chart. You could probably on December electronic chart kind of read maybe a little head and shoulders top formation in it. That would maybe signal that a move we could go on down into the 670s based upon that. The other thing is the gap that we had here on Tuesday. If you viewed that as a midway gap or a measuring gap off of the high that we had there on Friday, you could probably read the chart again down into this 679, 680 area. So looking at the little chart formations that we've had here in the corn chart, initial downside price objective is in this, 675, 680 level. So far, though, this 50% retracement level, is offering support. It offered support there on Tuesday when we rallied off of our session lows and kind of closed in the upper half of the range. Yesterday was kind of like an inside day, and now today we've broke underneath yesterday's low, and we are testing the support there of Monday's low, which is right at this slightly above this 50% retracement level, which is 699 and a half. Next retracement point traders will be looking at would probably be like the 62% retracement, and that would be in this 676, 675 area. So there's two or three different ways that you can maybe read the December corn chart down into this 675 area, 680 level, but we're not quite there yet. I think technically, cyclically, I think we're at a point where we could be recording a 6 to 7 week type cycle low and then begin to show some kind of recovery going into the August crop report. I think basically what the market is bracing for here with this week's weakness is the larger acreage number being reflected in tomorrow's supply-demand balance sheet. The larger stocks report that we saw on old crop being reflected in tomorrow's balance sheet projections. So traders are kind of looking for a bearish supply-demand table report tomorrow. So that's being priced in now. Once that report comes out, if it's within trade expectations, then that would be kind of like, you know, buy the news. So we're selling the news now, selling the rumor. We're going to buy the news maybe tomorrow. So I think that the market is ripe then for a corrective rally. Initial resistance, of course, would be the chart gap that we left here on Tuesday. Soybeans, a much better chart picture. For the resumption of an uptrend, we did have a pretty steep decline there on Monday, Tuesday. I think the technicians probably have to be watchful or on guard for maybe a possible head and shoulders top formation beginning to develop. The right shoulder or the left shoulder was made there during late May, early June. We had a decline in the middle June. The head was made last week. We had the decline now down to the neckline here on Monday, Tuesday. Now we're in the process of possibly tracing out a right shoulder of a head and shoulders top formation. So technicians will be kind of watchful for that. We'll have to kind of see whether or not we exceed the 50-60% retracement level of this decline that we had. Once we start doing that, then I think then we begin to open the doors up for, you know, maybe we're going to go on up and make higher highs yet in this bean complex. But the beans are opposite of corn. The market is looking for tighter balance sheet projections tomorrow on both old crop and new crop based upon the June 30th numbers, Dave.
Yeah, and most people think that Friday's numbers should be fairly supportive to the beans. Let's look technically the downside of what you've been telling us on the beans. If we break that neckline that you described out on a closing basis more than once, of course, you've got to look out for those bear traps. But are you looking then maybe the potential down to the 1375 area, that somewhere in there?
I haven't specifically traced that out, but just eyeballing it, yes, it said that you would probably go back to on top of that congestion area that you had during the month of May. We had a lot of that congestion area kind of had highs in this 1365, 1370 area. So a head and shoulders, if that is the case, now we've got a long ways to go yet, but if that would be the case, then that would signal that we would move back to kind of where we were back there in middle part of May.
To what degree do you keep track of stochastics?
I watch them all the time as far as, you know, kind of giving me an indication of which direction the momentum is pointing. Stochastics are not necessarily real good at trend changing or using them in the trend changing area, but they are tool to kind of show overbought, oversold type conditions and whether or not the momentum is moving up or down.
Do you use a 9-day?
I use a variety of them. I do look at a 9-day. I look sometimes at a 5-day and also a 14-day. That kind of it depends upon the character of the market of which number I'll try to use.
All right, Dan. Thanks much. We'll chat with you again this afternoon.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. The current tick, September wheat in Kansas City, 851, down 1.5. At the Board of Trade, September at 820, down 5.75. December 843, down 6.25. July corn, not trading. September 686.5, down 8.25. March 7, I'll make that December 704, down 8.75. July beans, 1590, up 12. August, 1578, up 6. November, 1565. They are up 8. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.